As a former teacher and principal, Carmen Farina knows right away when she's seen a good classroom lesson.
Thank you.
Nice to meet you.
That was it, about 30 seconds. But it was enough for her to notice that the lesson on Edgar Allan Poe was constructed in a way that emphasized the poet's dark and troubled personal life.
Middle school kids, just so you know, are all about negativity. So you can get them to write anything as long as you start from the negative. I was a staff developer, and I would say, what are the 12 worst things about your school or your parents or whatever? Everybody could write. If you ask them to do it from the positive, they'd be struggling there for an hour trying to figure out what they're going to write.
Farina, however, is focused on the positive. Since taking over as chancellor, she has said one of her top priorities will be to strengthen middle schools.
If we can get the middle schools right, high school's a piece of cake.
We talked about this in the car ride on the way to the school, MS 327 in the South Bronx. She's dedicated Tuesdays and Thursdays to visiting schools. She'd never been to MS 327 before, but heard good things about its enthusiastic parent engagement, which is rare in a high-poverty school. Farina said her strategy is to pick 20 schools that are each successful at something.
None of these are select schools. None of these are schools in neighborhoods with all kinds of assets, but are regular schools that other principals can go visit.
Farina did this type of pairing when she was a district superintendent in Brooklyn. But she says it's not some kind of glorified show and tell.
I don't want to see one-shot visits. The principal goes. They learn what they want to do, and then they send people back and send more people back. And then maybe some of the things they really like in those schools, the people who perfected them can go back and work in the other school.
Districts around the country have spent decades experimenting with the middle grades because that's when test scores start to decline. The Bloomberg administration extended the school day at some struggling middle schools. But Farina says that wasn't enough.
The best teacher in the classroom with kids who have the support they need, that's what's going to move a system. You know, the structures all around and constantly shifting them is not going to move anything but anxiety.
Both Farina and Mayor Bill de Blasio know the previous administration's focus on data and test scores contributed to that anxiety. They've pledged to put less emphasis on the numbers. I asked Farina if she could see herself keeping the Department of Education staffers who led the Bloomberg administration's reforms.
And I think as long as the paradigm shift is clear and evident and people are willing to work under a paradigm shift, I don't have a problem with keeping people.
But she insists she hasn't made any decisions, nor has she been on the job long enough, she says, to think about thorny issues like the future of charter schools or lifting the ban on cell phones. There's a $25 billion budget to manage and negotiations with the teachers union, which she won't discuss. But she says one of her favorite parts of the job is visiting schools.
Let me ask you to do something, guys.
At MS 327, the former teacher sees one class where she jumps right in to give a lesson.
Why do you think it's important to make decisions quickly? Talk to each other.
The students are learning about Machiavelli and whether it's more important to be loved than feared.
Because you may know.
Farina walks around with ease, encouraging conversations. Then she gives the class a window into her own leadership style.
I'm now a leader and I have to make a lot of decisions. And I'm going to think very carefully about them, but once I make them, it's going to go like that. Okay?
As Farina leaves the class, she gives the teacher an assignment.
Maybe you can have them write me some suggestions.
Oh, they're full of ideas.
That's good. I need ideas.
For WNYC, I'm Beth Fertig.